Now, will you notice? Verse 2, thou hast made of a city an heap. You see, all of the past now is gone. There's deliverance from the enemies of the past that don't need now a wall around a city to protect them. And now the strong people will glorify thee. What a picture. This means, I think, worldwide conversion. Verse 3, therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. Man will turn to God in that day in the kingdom. The greatest, I think, revival, that is, of turning to God, is in the future. Now the night of sin is past, the night of the great tribulation. The day of the Lord always begins with night, the evening and the morning, or the first day. Weeping will endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And that's what you have here, joy during this period, and what a period it is. And then we have here praise to God for His provision for present needs. Will you notice here, and in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things. Won't have to worry about putting on weight in that day. Reducing will not be a problem in that day. You can eat the fat things. Now that has to do with physical provision, certainly, but it also speaks of the wonderful spiritual feasts that they'll have. I think they're going to be Bible classes in the millennium. And very frankly, I don't know. Maybe the Lord let me teach one in that day. I'd like to. And then he speaks here of the feast of wines on the lees. That has a spiritual significance. The unutterable joys that wait those that enter the kingdom. Remember the Lord Jesus said, come ye blessed of my Father. What a picture that we have here. And I must drop down now and look at the anticipation of all future joys. That's verse 9. And it shall be said in that day. We're moving now into the kingdom. Lo, this is our God. We've waited for Him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We've waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. The world was deceived by Antichrist, but now the real Christ has come. The real Messiah. The real ruler of this earth. And I tell you, God and His salvation are going to be very vital to man in that day. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. And what a wonderful picture that we have here. And this is a strange one, for in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest. Moab shall be trodden down under Him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. Why is Moab introduced here? Well, I'll be very frank, it's very difficult to say. But when Moab is up, God is down. When God is up, Moab is down. And in the kingdom, Moab's going to be down. God's on top. That's the picture. For Moab, as you will recall, we mentioned the fact that it represents something. And Moab represents a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And then we're told, and the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall bring down Lalo, bring to the ground even to the dust. All pride of man will be brought down. And this is the period when the meek are going to inherit the earth. They're not doing too well today.